Yes, I managed to whisper. She took a step into my dressing room and closed the door behind her. There she stood with open arms as she said, "Come here." She hugged me, like a mama bear hugs and protects her babies. I sobbed into her shoulder, knowing I was probably getting her crisp white shirt smeared with mascara. She didn't care about the shirt. She kept hugging me until I decided to let go. "You're gonna be fine," she said. "I've got your back. I won't let you fall out there. It's gonna be okay. Just speak from your heart today." That simple act of kindness was more valuable to me than any extravagant present. It was genuine kindness, pure and simple. Whoopi saw me in distress, and she offered compassion and protection, not because she owed it to me or because it would bring her personal gain, but simply as a selfless act. She put herself in my shoes and offered exactly what she would have wanted in that moment if our roles had been reversed. Because of that moment of kindness, I was able to walk onto the set with a little more hope that day, just when I needed it most. What money can't buy. Picture Audrey Hepburn, with her hair swept high behind a jeweled tiara, wearing big black sunglasses in a classic little black